bag. Mike! Two bandits. Watching. Louie!
This episode is called The Sign.
What a party, yes! People, and welcome.
Oh my gosh.
To episode, bear with me here, 153. Part one.
153 part one.
153 okay. Part one. You'll see what we mean in a second. Of 2 minutes watching, boy!
153. Holy God.
Well, I'm is your it good pal, Greg Painter, and with me.
Yes.
He's the Mike-inator. He's the Mike like a ding dong. Or he's just simply.
I go my Mike Martin, man. What's up?
My God.
Now, can we. Is this like. Can it like slide in with 152 into 153 right now?
Sure.
Just kind of slightly.
We are.
This is reaction mode, folks.
This is a very special episode. As you know, folks, your boys, the two bandits, like going in order. Unless you have a special guest who wants to shake things up a bit.
But we wanted to shake things up a bit.
Because my dude.
My dudes and dudettes. We just finished,
like, no joke, it is currently local time, 1 p.m. in beautiful, sunny Syracuse, New York.
So it's been live for about 8 hours?
I watched this at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'm on like 3-4 hours, and then I watched it again at 11.
Sure.
My tears are still
what are we talking
fresh
about right
on
now?
My cheek. We're talking about The Sign.
Yes,
we 28 are. Minute Bluey special episode.
Oh, you sneaky, this sneaky animators, musicians, voice actors, storytellers.
I almost think when it's bracket o'clock,
okay,
we just have to put this. This one just goes on like God tier, and it's not in the bracket. It's already won.
That's not a lot.
My heart and soul. Because this is cinema. This was beautiful.
This is we're going to try to do this as more of a reaction versus a full deep dive into every little tidbit of the episode. Because there's so many tidbits in this episode, but we have so many tidbits we want to talk about.
Yeah,
about it.
So again, part one of two. Part two is not coming next week, friends. Part two is probably coming in about 6 months when we're in actual, factual, numerical order.
Yeah, next week is.
Next week we're taking,
housework.
We're doing some housework. And calming down some.
Because to take 5 minutes before you can have the intro slide that says, this episode's called
The
Sun.
Guy.
Like,
oh.
Here we are. That's why I mean it's a reaction video because it's not a reaction video. We're not a visual medium. But
it is a reaction audio, but we still have business to do. And no way. After a couple hours.
No way.
What Wiki Bluey has to say about this episode. And I'm curious to see in 6 months. I bet this evolves slightly from what I'm about to say.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah?
What's in the sun?
The healer home is up for sale, and Bluey's not happy about it. The end.
Josh!
Yeah.
No way.
Like I said, this is like probably, like I said, Freshie McFresherson. I'm curious to see how that changes.
So, we'll do Ghost Baskets also. Ghost Baskets is great. It brings back the grannies. It's fantastic.
This is definitely our first ever official. And I'm not to drop you off. I feel
you're
like
good.
This is part three of a trilogy right now.
Yes.
Because part one is Stickbird.
Yes.
Part one is Stickbird because I put money now. That is where Bandit's head was. Bandit was either struggling with the idea of getting a new job or his job was lost for whatever reason. Or something, and he was in
his head. Conspiracy theory board is there,
and
it's all there. Where do you want it to go? It's there. I agree. Yes.
And then it jumps to, as you're saying, Ghost Basket with that shocking end twist,
right?
Of
which could have just been a Granny's episode.
Or sales side, yeah.
It could have been Bus or Taxi or whatever the one that had the girls.
We got ourselves a cliffhanger,
and now it's like,
in Bluey.
Oh, but wait. Like,
now, I wasn't sure if I was going to do this, but sure, why not? I'm going to share. It's Greg's sharing corner. This episode hit me real super hard.
Yeah.
Because I am, not to give too much personal life details, but
I'm in
a very similar situation right now with my work and potentially having to move for work.
Yeah.
And kind of liking it here and not knowing what to do. So this was a very personal episode for me.
Greg got the feeling.
I cried. I made a cry counter because why not?
You made a cry counter?
I cried 7 times in this episode.
Click, clicks.
There's usually 7 minutes. I had 7 straight up tear moments.
Dude.
This was beautiful.
When I texted you this morning, I said we rewound the episode at least 10 times, and that's not an exaggeration. Because there's the feel moments, because I saw Carrie just welling up at so many moments in the episode. And there's moments where it's just like, rewind it though. That was hilariously awesome. So I think I've seen interviews here and there, but I haven't actually watched them or read any of the articles saying that they're prepping to do a full cinema. Like, they're prepping to do a full movie. And if this is the case,
if they can get, because I was not going to lie, I was a little apprehensive. Like, this is a 7-minute show. How can they do 28? This was
felt like 2 seconds.
And we're just saying a lot of really good adjectives of great and awesome. I want to talk. I see you've got a good list of things that you loved here.
We
are not going to do our favorite things today. Then we're going to save that for part two. But we might have a little surprise for you guys.
Oh, I like that.
Later in the episode. But just some things that I really liked. And we're going to start off one thing, because I'm me, and I've got to still be me. Who in their right mind hosts a wedding at the house that they are trying to sell? That feels like the biggest stressor in the history of the world. We got Uncle Stripe with his lavish poolside manor, and we're going to be doing this
in Bali,
in the healer's backyard. They just installed new grass in a koi pond. That's so much harshness on the ground. And again, you're trying to sell this beast.
I mean, you want side by side vibes here. Cool. Something happens. We'll wait till they get to that part of the episode.
You're pausing, so I'm going to say another thing that I'm dealing with.
Go ahead.
They're bringing back Bucky after dragons, and then all of that Bandito, Panorama Ding Dong,
Panorama Ding Dong. He is the lamest real estate agent I have ever met, and I kind of
Elise Keaton or bust.
Kind of. I mean, I'm looking at this beautiful drawing of the old granny from Granny Mobile that was sent to us. I think he might be my least favorite character.
Really?
In Bluey, because he's such a ham salesperson.
I will say, I have...
I can't with him.
Shout out to my pal Mark. I'm going to leave it just at Mark. I have a realtor friend named Mark who gave me a lot of Bucky vibes. Just a very over-the-top goofball hammered
up. What up, Greganomics?
That's my dude. Mark is my dude. So I was okay with Bucky. I found him
enjoyable.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
My kids also hated him, but not because of his attitude, because he was the mean one who said you don't draw cars good. But I just love, you know, that's give that a fourth episode that ties to this one.
Sure.
It's ridiculous. And then another thing, and I'll let you eventually talk.
No, you're good. We're good. We're good. This is the
dogs.
We don't have a time limit on today's episode, folks.
The dogs with no eyes. That just some of those small things that just
the beauty of a dog show. There, we're just like, how do they see? Well, they just have to move things through the. This is, like I said, we've only watched it once, maybe twice. They just have to move the slits. Or they have to move the bushes. Move their.
Got to do a quick shout out to it. It comes at the very end of the episode, but the big reveal, our hammer bro, Brendan, he was sheepdog number 2 in the credits.
Shut up.
Yeah. So sheepdog number 2, Brendan, good for you. That was beauteous.
What?
Yeah.
My dude!
Hammer Barn Project. We've done a couple episodes with you guys. Shout out, kudos.
No
Maybe
way.
Season 4 will be our turn.
I said it when I was watching it, and I knew that this was recorded. Like, the episode was animated way back when. I'm like, Carrie, let's look for a 2BWB somewhere in the fridge. Let's look in the fridge. And it's not going to be the case. It's not going to be the case, and I know that.
I did a quick pause at the wedding, because there was a dog that kind of looked like a beagle, and a dog that kind of looked a little shaggy.
I told Carrie to look for a Dapper hat. I was like, look for the hat.
I paused and everyone was like, I'm pretty sure that's a lady dog. And I'm pretty sure that's the old man at the corner dog.
There's 28 minutes that have happened to this. And so it's we can save things for when we do the actual talk about the episodes. That's fine.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Why do stories have happy endings?
I think that we still need to ask the 3 questions at this episode.
Do you
have do you have the answers to yours?
I have my initial answers.
I think that initial
answer
is going to
be fun. A couple months. Okay, cool.
Because that Calypso moment crushes it. And this is the first time you get lyrics in a Bluey episode. There's music and there's lyrics, and Meg
that
freaking rocks it.
Killed it.
It was.
Oh my goodness.
So,
because
so,
she I feel like that wasn't meant for us to interpret as Calypso singing. That was just Washington singing.
Yes, exactly.
It was so good. But just the story of the farmer.
We'll see.
That was.
Good news.
We'll see. We'll see.
Bad news. So, we'll see. Very stoic. It's a great. It's a killer mindset to have. In general, because all
you don't know,
you react to something. You can't affect what happens around you, but you affect. You can respond how you feel about those moments, and that's all you can do.
I don't love.
You can't control everything else.
I don't always love that everything happens for a reason line.
Sure,
we'll see. Though I like that a lot.
That's the way to think.
I like that a lot.
Everything doesn't happen for a reason. Everything just happens, and that's how the world is, man.
That was my first cry, like when Calypso says everything will work out, and Bluey's just like breaking, is like, ugh.
But Bluey doesn't have that right mindset right away.
No, good news. We're not moving.
You ain't selling the house, dogs.
Don't make us move.
So, and this is where, when we talk about the episode in 6 months, it's gonna be great. But this is initial reactions of what's the dog's name? What's the horse's name? Midnight.
Oh, that because we watched this as a family four pack. Me, Miss Beth, Emily, and Olivia. And Beth is I think I've said this on here. She's a teacher, sure. And she very much was like, "This is how kids would react to this story." Uh-huh. So, what's the dog's name? What happens here? Is that it?
But it comes up later too, which is so great. You get stories about the other kids that are having like a bad time. This is what's going on with. I mean, it gets to the grand finale, fantastic. Winton's dad, of just
my mom likes your dad.
Yeah, my mom doesn't love my dad anymore, and he's lonely. And then, I love it because A Terrier, they don't have names. They have names, but they don't. And he says, "Our mom loves your dad. Like our mom likes." He doesn't say my mom does. He's got a group. He's like, "Our mom likes your dad." And she's like, "Oh."
Then Bluey drops that bomb.
Whew. Moving away.
Forever. Just never see any of you ever again.
And they all howl. They howl. It's so cute. You really like the real estate agent. Okay.
I do.
Banditas! What's up?
I'm not sure if you've seen. I'm showing my notes. My notes are usually paragraphs. Dude. I've got like 2-3 words. It's going to be all. Again, this is why it's a part 1 of 2. We got to give it its full. This is the most.
I don't have things.
One thing, when poor Bluey was sad in bed.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you scan over to Bingo. Again, this is. I feel like the people who do Bluey have cameras in my house. But between the fact that almost everything that happens in this other, outside of planning a wedding in my backyard, sure. has basically been my last 3-4 months. But then we go to the beds. And Olivia and Bingo have about the same number of stuffed animals in their beds because Bingo is buried alive.
The walk away from Chili in that moment and you just see the mountain. That was such a pause and rewind moment for us.
Also, just
Bingo is just swamped.
And Bingo's not getting it. I want to sell our house. That'll be great. Do, 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 do. And I would just like, this is, it's going to hit. Yeah. And I don't know when. No. But it's going to hit.
No, it's not going to hit. Do, 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 do. She's just living her life, man. It's all good.
If you are a part of our Patreon, you will know that I made a comment about this. But Miss Beth also said that is officially a moon gate, which you are supposed to pass through for the arch that kind of looks like Kenny Omega's symbol.
Uh-huh. For a wedding?
For the wedding. Uh-huh. That is called a moon gate. It's what we saw in Bermuda there. And they are supposed to be like good luck and prosperity and wealth. And if you pass through it as a couple as you're getting married, it should mean a long and joyous marriage.
We'll see.
So there. Oh, I guess we will.
There go. Okay. Because there's some trouble really in quick, paradise. Really quick. But it's something you don't see a lot with Bandit and Chili. You do see it, especially in this episode, with Stripe and
Trix.
And you see it with Rad and Frixie. Frixie? Frisky. Thank you. People argue. Yeah. And it's okay. It's okay. But
that should have been an earlier conversation, though.
Well, with them, yes. I think what you see in this situation is you see Stripe arguing. with his spouse, and they, I can't figure out Frisky and Trixie. I don't know why. It made it difficult on me.
In the special thing that we have coming a little bit later that I've teased twice now, we might have been recorded a few times because Trix and Frix were
plenty. It's not fair. But you see, Stripe has the ability with his...
He wants gone.
To Stripe can chat, though, and they can resolve. And this is where Red and...
Trixie needs me. No, I don't. Dude, I'm right here.
It's oh my gosh, that moment where it pans slightly, you're just like, oh, she's calling me. She's like, no, I'm not, I'm right here. But there are going to be domestics and arguments and discussions that make a relationship better. It makes a relationship stronger because you have differences, and it shows very well in this episode because we haven't even gotten to
seeing Hugh Dogs get like Frisky comes out. Oh, I'll help you take the sign out because that's again the kid thought of if the sign goes away, this is problem solved.
That's not how that works.
Can't happen. There was never a sign in our yard, I don't think. No, there was. We didn't get a picture with a sign. Big tear down the side of my face.
There you go. There was a time that we lived at the house that we're living in right now, and we were renting it at the time, and they put the sign in front of it, and they had to show the house while we were still living here. When we weren't owners of it, and it was the most difficult thing because I had to take my... There was no kiddo. It was just my doggo. And I would just have to go for a drive while they showed the house. And it was the most awkward thing in the entire world. It's just, that's it. That's the end of that moment existing. So
thank you.
The moving house vibes says, so why do that when you have Terrier's mom in the world? Dang it.
Frisky is one of the most multi-dimensioned characters in Bluey. For having 2.5 episodes.
Like, she's quick to respond, man.
Oh, my goodness. She goes to help out with the sign.
Jeremy.
And we get...
Jeremy.
She's so nice. Don't tell me how to feel.
Boom.
And all the kids go... Poor Jeremy.
Oh. All the kids just be like, oh, she's... Yep.
Wedding off. That's... Again, she's fiery.
With her little... Oh, I mean, her... She does have a license plate. She does have a license plate that has her name on it. It does say Frisky on the license plate. So she's proud of who she is as a person. Oh, is it? Does she go too far?
She calls off a wedding. They're going to have a very chaotic relationship. I think Brad's going to have to be good at compromise. He's going to have to learn to do this better, as he says.
As he does.
Also?
Yes.
Na, 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 na. Cat squad.
Dude! When Stripe does it at first, I'm like, ah, classic Stripe. And then Bandit shows in. And in my head, I think that's Bandit and Stripe watching Bluey. They come walking in going, do-do-do-do-do-do. But they can't do that. So they're going in going, cat squad. And they both have that. Like, they're game-recognized game. That's it. Oh, my gosh. Game recognized game in that moment. It's so fire.
Front row Bluey. Yep. I can't believe I didn't notice that in the trailer that she was in front row and that's why they were getting pulled over by the coppers.
Yeah. She Googled. Chilly Googling it.
Of course she did.
Like a champ. Like four or older in Queensland, you can have them in the front seat if the back seat is full. Boom. And she pulls up and she shows the cop her phone.
Yeah.
And just like, no.
Probably should have known that.
That's it. Man, do we do our least favorite character of the episode then?
No.
Okay, fine.
We'll see how we grow as people. Because for season 3 first episode, we've done 2 parts because we didn't watch it.
Yeah, and of course not. Never, ever, ever.
Watermelon hats on that profile picture.
Oh, when Rad calls her. Like,
I don't know the story, but it seems like it was a fun story.
He's a healer.
All 3 of them are wearing it. It's like focused on Rad in that picture, but you can see Bandit on the side and Stripe.
They're healers. That's who they are. It's so good. And it's like I said, I think it's a young couple getting married right now, and they're going to learn things about each other and have differences about things. And this is one of their big... There's been a time in our life where, you know, my wife threw a jersey out the window or off the balcony saying, oh, this is the most annoying thing ever. And it was just, we argued when we were Young Bucks.
That's crazy. Me and my wife have never argued about anything ever.
Well, then you're not a red and Frisky Trisky. I don't know what. Or Stripe and the other one, because Stripe is the one that blows the. You're going to move.
Yeah.
With them, right?
You guys are going west, right?
Right? Who told you?
Whoops.
Not
rad.
Not rad. He's like, I got to go. She's calling me. No, I'm not. Like, Stripe flubbed it. And there's a moment that happens later on that they're chatting, and you can see Stripe arguing with, it's Trixie, right? Yes. And you can see, like, the talking to happening there. Yeah. Where he's like, oh, I flubbed it. I know. And she's got, like, the angry eyes. Just like, dude, why'd you do that? Come on, man.
I love the short. Well, sure, it's probably long enough to be an entire normal episode. But the few minutes that we get where we get a full direct callback time after time to we'll see. We spill the watermelon juice, so we have to pull over. Oh, but now we're able to.
Police!
Yeah. Now we've got Flappy, the butterfly. It's in the car. Oh, no.
Dude,
Now we see the sign, and we know what to do.
Longest episode ever. Don't care. The interaction that happens at the juice bar, and Trixie walks behind them.
Frisky.
I've given up. It's okay. Frisky is first. Okay. Frisky's walking behind them, going to her car, because they're looking for the blue bug car. And they're like, we want watermelon juice. You just see it happen. You're like, oh.
And you think, that's bad. They missed it. We'll see.
We'll see.
Because if they met there, Rad wouldn't have found him then. Everything would have been different.
And then you got to bring the butterfly. Flappy. Bobo, by the way.
Bobo.
Excuse me, but we need a game recognized game. Does your car have a name? It's okay if it doesn't.
I don't think it does. Our old car did. Mm-hmm. We see every day, but.
What was it?
It was Becca.
Becca.
Yeah. There you
go. I got Carl.
Aww.
I drive Carl.
Oh, Carl. Car with an L.
Carl.
Look at you.
Coral. He's pretty injured. And then Carrie drives Natalie. Uh-huh. So Bobo, come on. Muffin is great in this episode, and I don't know what my decision is going to be 6 months down the line, but Muffin is so... She's maturing very well.
This is a very special episode. We have people to say things later. Are you going to call out your favorite character right now?
Where I was going to say it was going to be Muffin?
Is that what you're about to say?
I don't know. I still don't know, man.
Well, then since we're going to have something special in a little bit,
yes.
I'm going to tell you my favorite thing right now.
Oh!
Because it's just about to happen. Frisky and I here came to think.
Bro!
Dude, they weren't thinking.
Carrie and I rewound it and laughed like 5 times.
I think
they were doing
something a little bit more adult than thinking. It might be thinking with a D.
We just think.
It might be other recreational activity. But it weren't thinking.
Herbology may have happened, and we thought a lot.
And then, again, this is a show, air quotes, for preschool age children. This is just...
It's not anymore.
This isn't a show for adults that kids can watch, too. Full stop. That was my favorite thing.
Wow.
If you get to your favorite thing, just feel free to shout it out at any point.
We're not there yet.
We're not
It's there. Okay, though. See? I'll give the favorite character at the end, but favorite thing has to wait until it happens. So
binoculars!
Binoculars! I love how much Sox also has matured. She talks so much in this episode because
she was the guard of grown up show up. Bark twice.
The two barks.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. There's a moment that Bingo. This is not just a full recap of the episode. That's the end. It's just we're gonna bounce everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Bingo uses her big girl bark midway through. She barks at somebody like 4 times where she's like, no, no, no.
Oh, that's right, yes.
And she gets up and like she uses her big girl bark like a back up. I don't remember what moment it was, and it's okay if you hear it in your head, that's what it was. But also with socks, she's learning just like adult. Yeah. Two barks. Arf, arf. And when she's waiting for the cars to go by, where she's like, not a blue car, not a blue car, not a blue car! Like, it's go time! She has to go to the bathroom!
Cry number two is Blue snuggling up with Frisky, you know, tell Mom not to make us leave, and Chili being like, I don't want to leave. you took your first steps in this house. Like that, like,
Like just,
because that, again, I'm living this right now. That brought me back to all of the things in, because we've only lived in this house with a family, like as a family four pack.
When,
this is where we've been.
When they're smart about the montage that happens after with the wedding, but also the just sitting around the house looking at things, that you can't, that's a personal feeling of just take a mental photo, click, click, and it's here we are. And Chili standing at the kitchen sink where she sees Bluey taking the first steps. Like,
and it's a jump, folks. It's a jump ahead. But if we're there right now,
I don't even know.
Heartbreak o'clock. I don't know.
I don't have so much left to be honest with you.
I don't know what my cry counter would be up to, but bingo, finally realizing what's going on.
Oh,
it's like just selling the house. The house means we have to leave, and then just I think from that point to the end of the episode, I was just a stream of cries. I just couldn't stop myself.
I don't know what they put into it when it came to. Because when we talk about the episode, we're going to do like the full digest. Because right now, you got a couple watches through in our heads.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Brittany's pregnant.
That's what I mean. There are so, where have you been?
Bob was in India.
He's been in India. What were you doing? He was just in India finding himself.
Busker's the DJ.
What do you mean? What do you mean you were finding yourself?
You're right there. And then just him being like,
huh?
Ah, man. Like just.
Brittany's preggo. Joff Bush is DJing, and he was the officiant.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
I missed that part. So, like, some double duty in.
And sorry, Rad, you showing up just like hopping over into the cool little area where she's waiting, and she's thinking about things and all that. He's like, been here the whole time, like just being
rad. Lucky coin.
We didn't even talk about the lucky coin at all. Dude.
Again, we'll see. That coin's lucky. We'll see. It's stuck.
Because they're getting the watermelon juice in that moment, too.
Yeah.
So they're there to find Frisky. Got it. And Bluey's like, oh, a coin. And so they all walk up to the coin, and Frisky walks out and goes to her car to get the coin that goes into the binoculars.
I'm going to shout it out now, too, because after the binoculars, after it gets stuck... I was like, oh, was it just to give them time to pause so Rad can have his moment?
Of course it wasn't. It's Ludo Studios, dude.
Because my favorite character, at least for the first watch through, Sheepdog number two, I'm just giving it to Brendan. Shout out. Proud of you. Happy for you. That has to be the coolest thing in the world. If we're really good, well-behaved Americans, maybe fourth season will show up. But Brendan, way to go.
We wanted a pool.
We love you.
He looks through it. He finds a house with a pool.
Guess whose house, though?
Pool predictions, baby!
Is that your favorite thing?
No, it's not.
I've already thrown out my character and my...
Are you going? My favorite character is Bingo. I'm just going to throw out there. Because there's so many characters happening right now. Bingo's laissez-faire mindset of just... She is the Will C. She is the Will C.
It's the laissez-faire, but it was also she's four.
Yeah.
She doesn't get what this all means.
Oh, selling the house.
And her heart breaks the hardest.
When she tries to move the sign.
Don't even, Mike.
Sorry, dude. It's how this episode works. When she goes out to move the sign and tries so hard by herself. Can't. By herself. She's like, no. We're not moving. We're moving the sign. We are moving the sign right now. So go get him, Bingo. Where were we? Something with watermelon juice.
I didn't tell you.
The lucky coin.
Yes.
Because they wanted the watermelon juice, so they got the lucky coin. The lucky coin was full circle because it's in the thing where you can see the binoculars. Shout out Hammer Bros is where we were. Cool. Which was great because Muffin really wanted the coin
I'll
out.
Tell you.
But the coin was full circle because it's a lucky coin. And that she found and ignored the moment, like it ignored the thing that they were looking for because Frisky walked by.
Yeah.
And a lucky coin. It must mean good things. A happy ending.
I am concerned how fast the Terrier mom and Winton's dad are moving. That's fast. We're moving in together already.
Bold prediction. Nailed it, us. Winton's dad is getting hitched. Ladies and gentlemen, he's going to share his sausage sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Not my favorite thing.
I'm trying to go through all my cry moments.
We got this.
Number three.
Yeah, okay.
What if we're making a mistake? Then we'll make it together.
Oh,
I barely could get that out of my throat there. Oh.
It's
just, that's a perfect couple.
And the handhold.
Yeah.
Where it's just, if you find a relationship like that in your life, hold on to it.
Whew.
And the way that she says it with confidence and just like, let's jump off the cliff. We've got this. And you and me, here we go. And and she was trusting him. She's trusting him in that moment where she's like,
because she doesn't know what the right answer is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to trust
we'll see
this together. And we'll, exactly. Thank God they keep me from crying the entire time because Uncle Stripe getting found in Wendy's bushes.
What? Favorite thing. What day is it? My dude rocking a bow tie, crawling out, just saying, what day is it? And Wendy's like, ooh. I don't think Wendy was invited to the wedding either. Which
oh,
is
no! I was like, she's right next door.
She's just like,
you don't know Wendy. Like Rad and Frisky have
got
to pay
it
per plate for just the neighbor. Come on now,
I mean, if Bluey and Bingo can be there, let Judo stroll in there. They played in the dirt. It's okay.
We haven't gotten there yet, though. Crime moment number four.
Okay,
is Leela coming with us,
bro?
Put it on our Twitter the other day. Beth said they can't move because Leela and Bluey Bingo
are in the photos.
Are
going to
be friends forever and ever and ever. And again,
they can, though.
Breathe. Shout out Greeny.
Uh huh.
Flying through the sky.
Dude. Like when I saw like it does the cut up and you just see Greeny floating. Chef's kisses everywhere, all the way.
And again, Cry 5 through 7 falls throughout Washington song there. The empty house. Then just Bandit standing there after the phone call. And then just ripping this. Oh, my God.
Hold
it together, Painter.
What's it say? Ooh. What's it say on the sign?
It says sold, but not anymore. Rip it off. Throw it to the ground. And then just Chili tackling him. So happy.
Dude, the tackle is good.
She was going to be on his side no matter what he chose. But that's what she wanted more than anything.
The look through an empty house like that is so...
I do have to say, though.
Tough.
I know the healers are happy they're not moving.
Is this ivory or what kind of wood is this on the...
I think the healers could have a case for a lawsuit against the sheepdogs. Because you can't back out that late into a
sale.
They at the very least are losing the deposit or the down payment. That is poor form. But it was the right thing to do.
So I don't think we can do this alone. I would like to know.
Oh, I got one more thing. And before I close it out.
Don't stop, baby.
Dem credits, though.
I don't want to know what your
credits,
plug
though,
is
that
today.
Climb to the top. It was just gorgeous.
So
it was just different and beautiful.
Perfectly long.
This was.
Yeah.
One of the favorite things I've ever watched. Full stop.
I think we've talked about it. Everything we've talked about 10 times probably today. The wait to even do this episode's called The Sign. I think it's Chili that says it. And it's like 5 minutes in.
Like, it's like at the end of a normal episode, basically.
Holy guac. And then they drop it. And then you get that episode, and there's so many tidbits happening throughout it that are just amazing. They're like Stripe and Trixie arguing in the background about you shouldn't have said that one. You should have said that for, and the fact that they wear bow ties because they don't wear clothes, so they're wearing bow ties.
And Bluey
pulls things out of her back pocket. That's where she keeps her coin.
We barely touched on anything of the montage of the wedding, the more in Stripe scream laughing at each other.
Oh
the,
my god!
Lovely dance montage of callback. We'll get now. There's
dance
gonna be
mode.
A part two. There's gonna be a part two when we've had a chance to watch this a dozen more times.
It's gonna be a 2.5 part. It's gonna be two parts.
But hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I want to hear something from our sponsors quick. And then they have a crazy idea for us.
You don't want to hear my favorite thing? We already did that, didn't we? Dang, huh. We should hear from other people then. Let's go to our sponsors first.
And then, we'll see.
Let's hear what the kiddos have to say, maybe.
Hey, Olivia, what was your favorite thing in The Sign?
It was is when Sox need a wheat and when Nana got so excited about them having a baby.
Those were funny, but there was no baby, huh? Not yet. Hey, Emily, what was your favorite thing?
My favorite thing was at the very end when Dad took out the sign.
It was a very exciting moment. Hey, Emily, who was your favorite character in The Sign?
Frisky.
Frisky was very fun this episode. She kicked over the gnome. She was all over the place. She got a speeding ticket. That was a pretty funny Frisky episode. Hey, Olivia, who was your favorite character?
Bingo.
That makes sense. You are my little Bingo, so of course you like Bingo. Bingo all excited about moving until she realized what it meant. All right, well, thank you, too, for being on the podcast today. Do you want to say goodbye to all the nice people in podcast land?
Bye-bye, everybody in podcast land.
So, Finn Man, who was your favorite character? There were a lot of characters in that episode. Who was your favorite character of The Sign?
It was Bluey.
You liked Bluey?
Yeah. He was great. Eight.
Yeah?
Eight. So, like Bingo.
Did you also like Bingo?
Yeah.
Yeah? What was your favorite part of the episode? There was a lot going on. There was a wedding. There was...
The dancing.
The dancing at the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Who was your favorite dancer at the wedding?
Everybody.
Everybody dancing? I like that.
Yeah.
Everybody.
The DJ Cookie.
The DJ was rocking out, right? Good job, Busker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily, Olivia, Finn Man.
Oh, gosh.
That was epic. You guys are the best special guests.
We can't do it today, man.
Of the world. This, just in closing.
Hey, Greg.
This show, yes.
Finish your thought. And I apologize for cutting you off there.
This
Revealing Feels.
Show is something special.
Yeah.
This show has become such an important part of my family's life.
Yeah.
It's taught me so many things randomly about just parenting in general. And again, with everything that I'm going through right now that very much mirrors the situation, it taught me. I'm not saying a show about cartoon dogs made my decision on what I'm going to do, but it informed me a lot more and made me think the decision that I'm leaning strongly to is the right one. And it's just monkeys singing songs.
We'll see, dude. It's all good.
Not taking advice from cartoon dogs, but... Hot diggity, this was something special.
If you're ever sad, you can just watch Bingo and movies underneath a hand dryer. There you go. That's happiness right there. We're not moving. You're just selling the house. I don't know what it means.
You are about to say something, and I got all emotional on you.
Well, is it possible? Are you able to rank episode 153 of Bluey?
Part one.
The Sign.
I gave this because... I wrote it down because that's what I do. I gave it 7 healthy cries. The number of cries that I had throughout this 28 minutes of joy. Hey, Mike, how do you rank The Sign?
I rank The Sign one full motion picture of a wedding for Winton's dad. Cannot wait for that bold prediction being true.
Expand that Blueyverse, please.
What are they serving for dinner at Winton's wedding? Winton's dad's wedding.
Oh, you know it's the sausages.
Just sausages. Come on.
No more, no less. Thank you
Holy
all
guac.
So very, very, very much.
We're still figuring it all out.
We'll keep it
good.
Quick for plugs, friend.
Sure.
linktr.ee/watchingbluey. All it's the good stuff. P.O. Box 2372 Syracuse, New York 13220.
Thank you, everybody, that sends us anything.
You.
I got new stickers.
I got no Aussie plugs for you because I'll save that for 6 months from now.
Yes, this is.
But what I will plug is loving all of you beautiful people out there in the Blueniverse.
I'm so excited.
So many people. I threw in there right before I came over here what we're doing and releasing this early way out. We got people so excited. Somebody made a comment. It was like, I was super bummed that the two bandits weren't going to give us what they thought on this.
You got us!
Months. No way,
worry.
No how.
And we didn't hit all the things. I promise you, we're going to find all the things we always do. But as of right now, it was 30 minutes of Bluey.
That was 30 minutes of Bluey. That's what? We 40-some-odd minutes, 45-minute lovely episode. But it's The Sign, and we did it, and we gave it the time we needed. Only part one, though, because we need a new part two eventually. Do you know why? We need to do a part two. Mikey, Mike Remainer, Mike Rudy and Cheese. Oh, my God.
Least favorite character. I'm sorry. He was just... Ugh. It's got to be done, man.
It's got to be done.